In terms of Pakistan and how they've done against Australia, obviously they lost the three matches in the one-day international series. They lost the 2020 international. They've got the test matches coming up now. Where do you see the balance of power at the moment?
Pakistan are better in shorter form of the game, but it's an encouraging result yesterday. Pakistan 8 beat Australia in test match cricket. So now here, hopefully you can see the better result in the future coming game. But I think because they don't have a senior player, so people, youngster, they don't have someone to look up in the dressing room when their situation are tough, and you know who can tell them how to go on about business. Or when you're batting with someone, you know, like a senior player at the crease and someone bowling really well at that time, so you can tell them, listen, this guy maybe bowled 2-3 overs, we just need to survive at that particular time, and then someone else come in and we can take the game on. And these sort of things, you know, it's really hard when you're playing with a senior guy. But unfortunately, we don't have enough senior guys in this team. So hopefully, Yunus is coming back in the side and Misbah is there. So like last game, he didn't play. I don't know why. But these things, you know, help the youngster to grow up as a cricketer. Hopefully, finger crossed, they produce a better result. And they keep changing and chopping things around. You know, you see, they always talk about the captaincy issue, and you know, players keep coming in and going out, so they can't get really confident to be an international player. Every time they think, oh, there's something going on, if I can't perform in this game, maybe I can't play next game. So sometimes you overdo stuff, and which is not good for as a player. So that's what I'm saying to Pakistan. Okay, pick up your best 18 players for till World Cup or even a year beyond. So this is our best 18 players. So we're gonna go and play these guys, whatever happen. So we're not going to change our captain. We're not going to change this opening partnership. Okay, we'll give them a chance. And after 6 months, we'll review where we are as a team.
How do you feel looking ahead to the World Cup? Are you optimistic from a Pakistan perspective?
Yes, you know, as a team, you know, like, see, it's good to go underdog in the World Cup, but I think Pakistan will do well in the World Cup. They always done in the World Cup on a bigger stage, and if they keep playing these same guys and build a good unit, build a good team unit, team environment, so hopefully they will do that under Wakar and Mushiz, and these guys involved in there. They played enough cricket and involved in cricket for last 20 years, so hopefully they can do a better thing. It's like a happy environment in the dressing room. That's what you need. You play for each other. You don't play for themselves. You know, you play as a team, lose as a team, win as a team. So that's what Pakistan team needs to do that.